Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be discussing today various halachas of Hanukkah. And more specifically, we're going to be discussing what to do if you're not going to be home during the time it's to light candles. You know, it's very difficult, especially now when Shkia is so early, so most people are at work during that time, or they're going out of town, which is very common during this time. So what do you do? There's a lot of different situations. Every situation has their rules. So we're going to try to cover as much as possible to go into detail about every situation. The first point to clarify is, what is the proper time to light? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Mishe Tishke Hacham, when the sun goes down. And it's unclear what exactly, which point is that. Some Rishonim say that means Shkia, what we call Shkia, at sunset. Other Rishonim say that means much later. It means that Teis HaKechavim. Teis HaKechavim means when three stars are visible, and that's when it's certainly night. Now, even Teis HaKechavim itself is unclear what exactly does that mean. That can range from 40 to 72 minutes. You know, by Shabbos, for example, a lot of people wait till 72 minutes in order to do work after Shabbos ends. So everyone has their own custom what to do. And some people light at Shkia, that's the minig of the Vilnagain. Some people light it at Tzitzik Echavim. And some people light in the middle, anywhere in the middle. So most people have their custom. A lot of people daven after Meir. They daven Meir early, if at the first minion possible, and then they light afterwards. So everyone has their proper minig when to light. A lot of people, some people light at 10 minutes, some people 23 minutes. Everyone has their minig. So the question we're going to be discussing is, what if you're not home at that time? The time that you usually light, you're not going to be able to be home. What should you do? So let's start like this. It is clear that even though Bizman HaZeh, during these times that we light indoors, there still is a definite lechatchila to light at that time that you're supposed to be lighting. Let's say a person lights at Shkia. So one could argue that since we're lighting indoors nowadays, so the main pursuit may nisa is for the family. You're trying to spread the nace to the family. You're not trying to spread the nace outdoors because you're not lighting outdoors. Well, who are you trying to do to show the nace? For your family. If you're showing for your family, so then what does it make a difference if I light at 4:20 or I light at 7:30? If all the family members are up, one could argue that it's unnecessary to light at Shkia, because I'm going to be lighting anyway for my family. One could argue such a point. However, the Ramah says clearly that lechatchila is still the ideal. Ideally, one should still light at Shkia, even though you light indoors. The question is why? What's so special about lighting? If you're lighting indoors anyway, why do you have to light at Shkia? So there are various explanations given. The Aruch HaShulchan says something quite fascinating, and he says that once Chazal said that the time to light is at Shkia, you got to keep that time, even if some factors change. Even if you're going to be lighting indoors, and they'll still be pursuing Nisa as the night goes on, but since that was the time that Chazal said, we can't just change that time. And therefore, according to Aruch HaShulchan, even though nowadays we're lighting indoors, you still should be lighting Lechatchila at the correct time. Another svar that's given is that we have a concept called Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. That as soon as the first opportunity comes to perform a mitzvah, one should do it right away. And therefore, when Shkia comes about, and now is the time to do the mitzvah, so we don't want to push it off. We got to do it as soon as possible. And therefore, even though we're lighting indoors, we're still going to be lighting as soon as possible. That's the concept of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Okay, so now let's discuss various examples. If there are two important factors to keep in mind when deciding what I should do. I'm not home at 4:20, time to light, I'm not home. There are two important factors to keep in mind. The first factor is going to be, am I going to be home later that evening? Will I be able to light later? For example, what if someone's working the night shift? He's not going to be able to light at all tonight. Okay, that's the first factor to keep in mind. The second factor you want us to keep in mind is any of your family members staying home? And the reason that's important is that if members of my family are going to be home, so that is my home. Even if I'm at work, that's my home. So therefore, maybe we're going to discuss later, I can have a family member light on my behalf. Because the mitzvah is ner ishu beisai, meaning I'm lighting for the house. If a family member is home, that's still my home. And therefore I can have a wife light for me. I can get a representative. I can get a shliach to light on my behalf. If, however, no family members are home, for example, the whole family is going out of town, so therefore that's not my house anymore. If it's not my house anymore, I can't light there. I can't. My wife's with me, she's not at home, and I can't have a representative go to my house and light because it's not my home anymore. And therefore, these are the two important factors to keep in mind. A, am I going to be returning home that evening? Meaning, I can light later. And the second point is, are there any families going to be still home that can light on my behalf? Those are the two factors. Okay, let's discuss the most simplest case. The simplest case is that someone's at work, The Orthodox dinner is coming home at 7:30. Okay? That now 7:30 is past all the times which are given. Shkia until Seisachama. 7:30 is a good 3 hours after Shkia. So at that point, it's way past Seisachama. So what should I do now? Now, I have a couple options. One option is that everyone will wait until I come home, and we're going to light then. I'll light at 7:30 when I come home. The other option is to tell my wife to light at the proper time. She's home. She's home at 4:20. She's on the Shkia. I could tell her to light then. Now, let's discuss which option is best. Okay? On the one hand, we have a concept, mitzvah boi yesem yibishlufa. Whenever a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, he should do it himself as opposed to getting a representative to do it for him. Why? Why is that important? Because that shows a chavivus for the mitzvah. That shows that I love the mitzvah so much, I want to do it myself. And therefore, I don't want to get a representative to do a shliach. You know that Allah is that a person really could send a representative under the chuppah for him to be a mekadesh his wife. I've never seen that happen. You know, because mitzvah by yisrael may be shluchay. Because a person should do a mitzvah by himself rather than using representatives. So therefore, on the one hand, we have mitzvah by yisrael may be shluchay, do the mitzvah yourself. On the other hand, we have a seemingly conflicting dictum, and that is shihui mitzvah loy mashinon. When a mitzvah comes your way, don't delay it. And therefore, if I can fulfill the mitzvah at the right time with a representative, I can have my wife light for me, which is definitely lechat chila. She's in the house, let her light for me. So then I should do that. Why should I wait until I come home at 7:30 and light myself? It's way past the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. So we seem to have this conflict. So what do we do when a person is stuck in such a situation? On the one hand, he wants to do it himself. On the other hand, he can't. Should he get a representative to do it at the right time? What do we do here? So the Sechemet has an interesting thought, and that is that, well, where do these dictums come from? On the one hand, mitzvah bo yesem v'bishluchay, that's not a deraisa, that's not a biblical instruction, that's a svara, that's a midrabanan. The Rabbanan said it's better to do the mitzvah yourself. On the other hand, shihui mitzvah loy mashinan comes from psukim. Right? It says that Avraham Avinu woke up in the morning. We don't like to push off the mitzvah. So that already has a biblical source to it. So a biblical source should overweigh the other dictum of mitzvah by Yisrael Rebbe Shluchai. So on the one hand, it seems to be that Shiva mitzvah wins out, and therefore one should send a representative. One should ask his wife to light at the correct time. However, since we have this other dimension, that a person is not delaying for no reason, why is a person waiting? It's because he wants to do the mitzvah himself. So that doesn't show disrespect to the mitzvah. If a person has the opportunity to do the mitzvah and he waits, that's showing disrespect to the mitzvah. If there's a good reason why I'm not doing the mitzvah now, and that is because I want to do the mitzvah myself, so therefore maybe that should overpower it. So what do we do now? We have a toss-up over here. So some places can say that if you do the mitzvah with a representative, you do it with your representative. And therefore they say that the best thing to do is have your wife light at the correct time and you fulfill the mitzvah. That overpowers doing it yourself. What should you do when you get home? You see a beautiful menorah there, you don't say any brachas there. If possible, I'm not sure this is possible, if possible, if someone is lighting the menorah then, you should have a mind to fulfill the brachas with them, because, look, I want to say the brachas myself, I just can't, because my wife did the mitzvah for me. But there's still a mitzvah of pesumi nisa. Shasi nisa ma'avi sein, I would love to say the brachas. So therefore, if possible, one should attempt to hear someone else say the brachas. If not, you don't say the brachas. But this is the first opinion. The first opinion is that shiyoi mitzvah loy mashina takes precedence. You should appoint your wife to light the menorah on your behalf. However, other places say no. Mitzvah ba yoyseh mibishlucha is more important. It's better to do the mitzvah yourself. And even if it means coming on late and to do the mitzvah much later, you got to do it yourself. However, there's one important caveat, and that is that if the family members are going to be sleeping then, if you're coming home at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, then you don't wait. You know, wait, that's not pesumi nisa. Pesumi nisa is to show the mitzvah to the entire family. If the family members are going to be sleeping, then it's better to appoint a representative to do it earlier. So those are two opinions. A third opinion is that we forgot one factor here. If your wife is home, she has a mitzvah too to light. Normally, the wife doesn't light herself. Normally, the wife is reliant on the husband's lighting, and she fulfills the mitzvah that way. But if you're not going to be home at the correct time, so let her light. Let her do the mitzvah at the right time. Therefore, the third opinion is that you let your wife light at the correct time, and you should have specifically have intent not to Makai in the mitzvah, not to fulfill your obligation with her lighting, and therefore you can still light yourself when you come home. So that seems to be like the middle ground. Let her light at the correct time, and you light when you get home. And someone just asked Rabbi Zucker today, I was there when he asked the question, the person is going to work at 1 o'clock today, and he's not going to come home tonight until 10 o'clock. So what should he do? And Rabbi Zucker advised him to tell his wife to light at the correct time. And he should have intent not to fulfill his obligation with her lighting. And then he can light himself. That seems to be like the middle approach. Now, this is applicable to most people nowadays. They can't get home on time, so they have three options. And it seems to be the middle approach would be is to appoint your wife, tell your wife to light for herself and the rest of the kids, and then you light yourself when you get home much later.
Yeah, but now how much later?
Okay, exactly. How much later?
I mean, let's say a person like we're diving at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Now 5 o'clock. We're diving Meyer Pier. So everybody's going to get home at 5:30. Now 5:30 is within 72 minutes. But according to some, she doesn't say afterwards. Now she could have left at 5:15. Is the fact that you're coming home at 5:30, is that already enough of a time to say, well, let her light and then I'm going to light myself? Or you say, well, that's only a few minutes.
Yeah, good question. So according to my understanding, if a person will get home within a half an hour of Seisah Kesavim, then everyone agrees you should wait. You know, let's say 72 minutes is Seisah Kesavim. So nowadays it would be like 5:30. If you're getting home until 6, by 6, then everyone waits. Because that's close enough to the right time that you should light yourself, that everyone agrees. If, however, one's getting home past 6, like in the case we discussed, 7:30 or even 10 o'clock, then you can have her lights, and then you light yourself much later. Because you still want to do that. You want to fulfill your own obligation. You want to light yourself. And therefore, you're going to wait.
Now the question is reversed. Let's flip it around the other way.
Yeah.
Because if your wife is not home.
Good question. Good question.
You're
home, and your wife's not home. She's coming later.
That
so do you wait? So the answer is that for Shalom Bayis purposes,
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You wait. If your wife comes home and finds out that you lit, she's not going to be very pleased.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's for Shalom Bayis.
Especially if she goes to set up the menorah for you.
Yeah, for sure. unless you know that she really doesn't mind, that she would love if you're able to do the mitzvah at the right time, and she really doesn't care, then you would light at the right time.
See, my wife comes home when she works at 1 o'clock in the morning, so therefore I die, she's mocal.
Okay,
but not if it was 6:15, then she's
exactly. Okay, so let's just sum up where we are. If a person is going to come home within half an hour of tasting a kavim, then everyone agrees that you wait and you light yourself, which now in these times is around 6 o'clock. If you come home later than 6, we said three opinions. Either you appoint your wife as a representative to light on your behalf, or you light yourself when you come home. And the middle approach was, you tell your wife to light at the correct time, and you light yourself when you come home much later. Okay, that's as far as it's going to work. Okay, let's say you're not coming home that night. You have the night shift. You're not coming home that night. So what do you do then? So you can't rely on your own lighting because you're not going to light that. You can't light at all, and it's definitely important to speak out that you don't light at work. But even though many of your waking hours are in work, that's not your home. So therefore, you light if you can't light at work. So in order to light, you definitely should ask your wife or get a representative to light on your behalf. And therefore, if a person is married, he should tell his wife on his behalf. If he's not, he should try to get a representative to come into his home and light for him. If both of those options are not available, so then there is an opinion that one can light a faga mincha. Faga mincha is an hour and a quarter before nightfall. And therefore, if a person is going to be home then, and he's going out of the house before Shkia, he's not going to be home at the proper time, he's not going to get out all night. For example, a guy is going to be home at 3:30. And he's leaving the house. So he's not going to be home at the correct time. So, and he's not going to be home the entire night. And he has no one to light for him at home. So then he could light at 3:30 with a bracha. And he should make sure there's enough oil to last until a half hour after Seisah Kesavim, which is a lot of oil. So then
Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's an option that he could light a plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is only busy yevin. It's not the best ideal situation to light before night. But if he's stuck, he's not going to be home at the proper time, and he has no one to light for him, and he's not returning that night, and he's totally stuck, then he should definitely light a plaga mincha with enough oil to last the whole night.
And what if you're sleeping at work?
If you sleep there?
Yes.
You have a room, a private room?
Mm-hmm.
And you could, so that I can hear that that's called... Then you're not going home.
Right.
So I think you can light there. I think that if you have a residence over there, then you can light there too.
Someone
Especially if you have meals there too. Yeah.
You're lighting that. Well, I'm in a hospital.
Okay.
I could light in there. No, probably have to light in the cafeteria.
Oh, in the cafeteria is problematic because it's not your own private eating area. It's not, you can't light candles in your room.
The door's closed.
Well, you can, if it lasts for half an hour, and that's enough. You know, if you stay with it, then for sure, there's no safety hazard.
Okay, let's say I can't stay with it.
I don't know. Anybody at home? You have anybody at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the best, that's the ideal situation. If someone's at home, then they should light on your behalf. That's the best, that's the ideal situation. No, if you have, if you have family members at home that can light for you at the correct time, that's the best idea. Mm-hmm.
And what if there's a possibility, you know, I'm on call, so I'm in my room, I can light, and I could be called, and in 5 minutes, or I could be called out.
I think
in 2 hours.
Expecting to stay, I think you could light there, but I think the problem is probably a safety hazard, right? To leave candles unattended.
Yeah, I can't leave the candles.
Yeah.
So I would light, and then I would have to extinguish them.
So I think the ideal solution is to have your light, your family member light on your behalf.
Yeah.
And then the other issues.
Anyway, you feel funny because you're not doing it yourself, but you're yelled to the mitzvah because you're...
In the cafeteria? I can't light in the cafeteria?
I think it's problematic to light in the cafeteria. Yeah, it's not your eating area. It's like a restaurant, so... So it's not your area. I don't think. There's a lot of people coming in and out.
I live there 2-3 days a week.
So. Yeah, but in the cafeteria, it's just like it's more of a restaurant type of thing. So it's not really your home. So you definitely your home.
Isn't the same problem just like with the dormitories?
Same exact problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, in many places, how can you lie in the cafeteria? Cafeteria is like a restaurant. It's not your home. So therefore, they advise you to lie in a dorm room, which is not safe. And they have these issues in the dorm. Yeah.
But if you're going to eat in the room.
Eat in your room, and you stay there for half an hour.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But in more dormitories, they don't want you light in the dormitory.
Yeah.
So they usually say that you can, well, you're welcome where you're eating.
Yeah, so there's different opinions about that. Come in, come in yeshiva, it's
yeshiva,
more...
Yeshiva, that's what they did. I mean, that's what we used to do all the time.
Yeah.
Where we ate.
Yeah, okay, now let's discuss another situation. Let's say one is going out of town for the night. He's going out of town for the night, and he's leaving family members at home. So what do you do now? I'm not coming home tonight. I mean, I could light somewhere else. I'm going to Detroit for the night. So what do I do about lighting?
When are you leaving the house?
I'm leaving before Shkia, before a vlog. I can't light at home. This afternoon, I'm going to Detroit for the night. So what do I do now? So there are two opinions of you. One opinion is that since I left a family member at home, so therefore I still retain my connection to my home. That is still my home because we didn't move out. And therefore, one can ask his wife to light on his behalf.
He's getting to Detroit after it's real late.
Well, that's, he gets there on time. He's there on time. He could light there. But still, that's your home, so she should light at home. And since your wife is lighting, so therefore your wife fulfills your obligation, and therefore you don't have to light again. However, since we have a mahadrim and a mahadrim that every family member likes to light, and that shows my connection to the mitzvah, so therefore you could light again, but without a bracha. You fulfilled your obligation in Chicago because your wife lit on your behalf, and that's your home. But since there is this added additional factor that I would like to do the mitzvah myself, therefore you can light the menorah yourself without a bracha. Okay.
Again, we can say that if you hadn't kavana not to be yotzei.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So other place can say, what do you mean? Why do I have to fulfill my obligation with my wife? Why can't I have intent? I'm not going to fulfill my obligation with my wife, and I want to do it myself. Right. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if one is going out of town and he's not going to be home, he has the option of saying, I don't want to fulfill my obligation with my wife, and he can light himself.
But then she, of course, has to light.
She has to light herself, for sure. She has her own obligation.
Yeah.
You're not going to be home to light her, she lights herself. So we have two camps over here. According to the Mishnah Brura's opinion, if one has a family member at home and his wife is lighting for him, he fulfills his obligation with his wife, but he should light himself just for that added benefit without a bracha. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, though, a person has the right to say, I don't want to fulfill my obligation with my wife, and therefore he can light himself with a bracha. These are two opposing camps. Now, if one is going to be on the road during candle lighting time, and he's not going to light the whole night, then obviously he has no option other than to ask his wife to light for him, because he doesn't have that option. So again, let's sum up. A guy is going out of town, and he left his family members at home. What should he do? So, if he's going to be on the road the entire night, there's no question that he should ask his wife to light for him. If he will be getting to his destination at the correct time, and he can light then, so we have two camps. according to the Mishnah Berurah, one fulfills the obligation with his wife, and he should light the menorah again without a bracha. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, a person has the right to say, I don't want to fulfill my obligation with my wife, and you can light yourself with a bracha.
What is the curve? If I get to, I'm on the road, I'll be on the road from 2 in the afternoon till 9.
Till 9.
Okay, so.
And you're staying somewhere else, you're not coming home.
Somewhere else.
Yes.
So at 9 o'clock, can I light for myself with a bracha?
That's the machlokes. Some say that since your wife is lighting at home, so you fulfill your obligation, you cannot light with a bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, if I have intent at candle lighting time, that I don't want to fulfill my obligation with her, then you can light yourself with a bracha.
That extends all the way to 9 o'clock.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that's the minhag, so therefore if one wants to do that, he can do that.
You can't light in your room.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Where you can do it.
Where I can do it.
Yeah, for example, you're staying in a hotel and you stay with a candle, so it's not a safety issue, then you could definitely do that.
Well,
sure.
Even if you're in your hotel room, but you stay with it as long as the candles are burning.
Exactly, yeah. Then you can light yourself. The question is, do you say a bracha or not? Mm-hmm. And that depends, do you have intent at that time to do obligation to yourself?
So I don't know if this is your next example, but what happens if you and your wife are traveling?
Yeah, that'll come with it. Okay. Let's do another example. Let's say no one's home, but you're coming back home later. For example, you had a Hanukkah party. You had a Hanukkah party from 3 in the afternoon until 7:30. So what do I do now? I'm coming home later. So what should I do? So the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that you should not light in your friend's house. You know, they're a gorgeous Hanukkah party. Don't light there. That's not your home because you're returning home for the night. And therefore, what should one do? One should go home and light. But that was you go home as soon as possible. Now, the truth is, he says one could send a representative to light on your behalf. You could send your wife home. But again, we spoke about before, mitzvah ba yoyseh mishlucha. Why should you be relying on someone else's light? If you could do the mitzvah yourself. And therefore, one should not light in the friend's house, and he should make sure to come home and light himself.
Okay. You're using 7:30. What if you don't get home until 9 o'clock? You can still do it.
Yeah, 9 o'clock too. 9 o'clock too. But
as opposed to 12 or 1 o'clock.
Exactly. But again, ideally, one should make sure to get home with enough time while there's still pedestrians about and the family members are still awake. But one should not light in the friend's house if you're planning on returning home for the night. Okay, the last example, which was just asked over here, what about if the whole family goes out? Okay, this is very common. The whole family goes away for Shabbos Hanukkah. They go visit the grandparents. So what do you do now? So you cannot light at home because it's not your home anymore. Well, as soon as for Hanukkah purposes, if you're not staying there for the night and there's no family members there, so I moved out for all intents and purposes, and therefore I can't light at home. So what should I do? So the halacha is like this: if you move into someone else's home for the night, so that becomes your home for the night, and therefore you're allowed to light in that home. And therefore, if I go to my grandparents for Shabbos Hanukkah, and I'm staying in their house, I can light in their house because that's my home. I should light there too. I should light my own menorah in their home.
Make a bracha.
What about if I go away for Shabbos and I'm eating by my grandparents and I'm staying next door? So where do I light? Do I light where I eat? Or I light where I sleep? So the answer is like this. So where do I light the menorah? So the answer is like this. It depends what kind of home you're sleeping in. If the home you're sleeping in, it was vacated by the owners, so then that's my house. Even though I'm eating all the meals by my grandparents and I'm staying there with the kids, but if I'm sleeping in a vacant house and they gave me the house to use and I have the privacy of the house, that becomes my house, and therefore you should light there and just stay there while the menorah is lit. However, if the house you're staying in, you only have one room in the house, so they didn't give you the whole house, right? The hosts are there for Shabbos, and you don't have all the privacy you want, you're a guest in that house. If you're a guest in that house, then the halacha is, well, if you're a guest here and a guest there, then you light where you eat. Okay, so we'll just review that. You go away for Shabbos. The place where you sleep, and there's no family members at home, the place where you sleep is your new home. Where do you light? You light the place where you eat. Unless you're sleeping in a second home, and that home, you have a whole house for yourself, so then you light in the house where you sleep. Okay, now the problem is, let's say, what about Matzah Shabbos in that case? I go to my grandparents.
I just saw the Shabbos on the web today.
Okay, I went to my grandparents for Shabbos. And Matzah Shabbos, I'm leaving. I'm going back home. Where do I lay then? So halacha is that many places say that if I'm going to be staying there for half an hour, So that still becomes my home. That's still my home. If you're not staying for half hour, then it's not your home. You gave it up, and you light when you get back home, but hopefully with enough time to light.
So if you're sticking around, especially staying for Malam Malka.
Yeah, So the truth is, you don't even have to eat. But if you're staying for half hour, then
for sure, if you're eating,
And the last
would be the way to be also the Chodeya to just say I'm going to
stay half hour.
And then you'll eat a little something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, the last Shalom.
You're eating at the Grammy.
Yeah, exactly. You're staying for Shabbos, so if you stay a good half hour after Shabbos is over, that's still your home and you can light there as well. The last Shalom I'm going to be discussing is what if someone is traveling during candlelighting time?
When you say light, are you supposed to bring your own menorah, or can you pay for part of the oil?
That's a good question. That's a good question. The custom is that you should light your own menorah. Even when you go away, the ideal situation is to light your own menorah. Okay, the last question is...
Of course you could, but if they could get off you can offer
one. Oh, yeah, if you get one there, you don't have to bring your own. Okay, the last question we're going to discuss is, what if you're traveling during candlelighting time? Okay, so what do I do now? So the question is, in the situation where I'm in now,
is anybody home or not?
No one's home. Everyone left. Okay? The whole family is driving to Detroit for the night. Okay, so now we're going to discuss different ways of traveling. The question is, what it boils down to is, can I light where I am with a brother? Or should I wait? So let's discuss ways. Let's say I'm driving by car. Okay, I'm driving. I left at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
After Mincha today.
I'm not going to get there till 9 o'clock. Okay, so what do I do? So if you're driving by car, many places in the world you should not light in a car. And the reason for that is that a car is not really a situation meant for sleeping and for eating. A car is just a vehicle of transportation. A car is not a place to light. And therefore, what should one do? One should light when he gets to Detroit. When he gets there 9 o'clock, that's when he should light. Because there's still plenty of time. The kids are awake. The family's awake. So you light then. You light then with the brother.
You wish the kids were asleep, but they're not.
Right. Okay. Let's say you're traveling by train or by boats. Okay? And you have your own suite. And you can light over there. What should I do now? So many places can have an opinion that on a train or a boat, and you can light in your room, you should do so. And you can make a bracha as well. Because look, this is my quarters. I can eat my meals here. I can relax here.
Now that's if you have your own quarters, or you're sitting
it's a situation designed that it looks like I'm moving in. Not permanently, obviously, but I can make myself comfortable here, that I can eat my meals here, and even stretch out and relax. Now, obviously, if there's nowhere to light, you don't have a table or anything, it's going to be quite difficult to do so. Yeah. But if you are in such a situation, you can light there, then you can do so with a bracha. However, if let's discuss an airplane, for example. An airplane.
Flying
to Israel. Flying to Israel, exactly. Now, again, there's no family members at home to light for you. You gave up your home. So what do you do now? Obviously, you cannot light an airplane. Okay? Do not light candles in an airplane. It's dangerous. So Hashem, and it might not be yotze even, because you're not going to be able to let it light. So leave it lit.
They won't.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't light menorah on an airplane. So what should one do? If one is going to be landing early enough, let's say you're flying to Florida, and you're going to get there at 10 p.m. Okay? So what you do is, when you land, and you go to wherever you're staying, so you light them. Light them with a bracha. Okay? But let's say you're going to be flying the entire night. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And you get on the plane at 2 o'clock and you get off the next day at 7 o'clock in the morning. So what do you do then? Okay? So what do you do? You're stuck, right? Because you can't light at home because you left home. You can't light on the airplane. So here's a cute cop. Mishlam Zal Marbach says that you can light a flashlight, a battery-powered flashlight on the plane. Without a bracha, that's not a real fire. But he says that with this you have fulfilled your mitzvah. Now there's a couple qualifications to this. First of all, you have to make sure to put the flashlight down on the table before you turn it on. And the reason is because hadlaka is a mitzvah. If you're holding it in your hand, that's not a place to store a menorah. And therefore you have to make sure to put it down. A. B, you have to make sure it's an incandescent light bulb. Because if it's an LED, I don't think it has a fire in it. And it's not, there's no filament, and therefore that's not considered a fire by any stretch of the word. And therefore you have to make sure it's an incandescent light bulb. And the third thing is you have to make sure that the battery has enough power to last for at least a half an hour. If it's a small little battery that's going to go out after 10 minutes, that's nothing. Therefore, if one has these three conditions, he puts it down, and it's incandescent, and has enough battery power for half an hour, then according to Shlomo Zalman, one can turn that on without a bracha, and he's fulfilled his obligation. And one stops, that's
about the electric light also for that he was... said that he was a little bit more mako than that, and said you could even make a bracha that was a shita, but he also said that it would have to be a clear bulb.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was a clear bulb, so that you can actually see the light. If you have these, like they have now, these light ones, they're frosted or they're orange colored ones, he didn't like that.
Yeah.
So, in the, for example, in Park Plaza now, this is no gas, because Park Plaza, they don't allow you to light
them.
And they're very mild because they have two fires, so you can't be mild, you can't do that. So, what do you do then? So, we have the electrical menorah is an option. Well, you make a bracha.
You don't make a bracha, but you still fulfill the obligation.
And you light with he says, yes, the lighting with not these color lights, like you see typically.
Yeah,
using the clear light like you have for in your bathroom on Shabbos, you know, the Shabbos light.
Okay, so we discussed a lot of different situations, and hopefully everyone should be able to fulfill the mitzvah in the most ideal situation. And I wish everyone a fairness and Hanukkah.